AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over President Trump's restrictions on birthright citizenship, and Sagar Magani reports he was there for the first hour, at least.
We will hear argument this morning in case 25-365, Trump versus Barbara.
The president was among those watching as Chief Justice John Roberts opened arguments in the birthright citizenship case. Presidents have traditionally stayed away to maintain distance between government branches. This president had considered attending last year's arguments about his tariffs, didn't do it, and then railed over the court, siding against him.
I'm ashamed of certain members of the court. Absolutely ashamed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Our Mark Sherman was also in the court. He reports,
the administration's argument is that the 14th Amendment citizenship clause does not extend citizenship to children born of people who are in the country illegally or temporarily. The justices did not seem to broadly embrace that argument. Both conservative and liberal justices seemed highly skeptical.
The president set to address the nation tonight on the Iran war. On social media, he vowed to bomb Iran back to the Stone Ages if it doesn't open the Strait of Hormuz. Yesterday, he said he was about ready to wind down the war once he was sure Iran wouldn't be able to build a nuclear weapon. And Julie Walker reports the windows open for NASA's moonshot.
NASA sending four astronauts on the first flight to the moon in more than 50 years. Artemis II not landing or stopping, but flying around and coming back on a 10-day journey. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman.
I hope someday my kids are going to be watching, maybe decades into the future, the Artemis 100 mission. Now, we're talking about a lot of repeated missions.
The space agency envisions lunar moon bases where one day they can launch astronauts to Mars. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. Damian Troisi has today's AP Markets Report.
Stocks jumped higher on Wall Street Wednesday as oil prices fell. The S&P 500 index rose 0.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 224 points, or 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. The latest gains follow the broader market's leap higher on Tuesday on hopes that the war with Iran could end soon. Crude oil prices fell and are hovering around $100 per barrel. Gas prices rose again overnight to a national average of $4.06 per gallon, according to the Auto Club AAA. In the bond market, Treasury yields held relatively steady. Damian Troisi, New York.
And in a pre-Iran war report, the Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.6% in February. That followed a January decline attributed to winter storms. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.